Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Welcome back. I'm still watching Remembrance of the Daleks. It took me 50 minutes to recap a 25-minute episode, so we're going to be here until the 70th anniversary, I guess. Speaking of the 60th anniversary, there have been a couple of trailers for trailers turning up on BBC One in the UK. They're kind of glitchy. It's something that they've done before. There was a Jodie Whittaker one before The Flux. There was a Capaldi one, I think, a Matt Smith one, where the BBC One idents, like, you know, the little things that come up to remind you what channel you're watching. People forget. they go a bit glitchy, and there's a couple of shots from the show, and there appears to be evidence in the clip. It's got, because there are people talking backwards, and there's some backwards writing that says Eurovision and the 13th of May, which I think means there's going to be a trailer during Eurovision on the 13th, which will be the 14th for us here in Australia. And I will be in the middle of Remembrance of the Daleks, so I may do a reaction bonus episode if I'm alive. Not that there's anything wrong with me. I'm just very tired. I'm in the middle. Like, it's the end of semester at uni. I've taken on far too many classes, and I start work in a couple of weeks. So, fun times for me. And plus, I'm in the middle of, you know, rehab. That's nearly finished as well. I can't run yet. I'm getting better at going upstairs. That's about the best I can manage. Anyway, this has been Knee Chat. did I tell you I got prayed to? So when I was like, because like I had, it was mostly out in summer. Like I hurt myself in January. And so like sometime in February or March, it must have been March because I was still in the stupid leg brace for 6 weeks. So yeah, I was on my way to, I think, was I going to rehab or maybe uni? Anyway, because I can't walk very far, or I hadn't been able to walk very far. I still can't walk that far. I've been getting a lot more public transport than normal. And so I was getting the tram, just one stop. One stop in Sydney, though, on the tram is very different. Like, Melbourne people, you'll be like, why would you only go one stop? It's like, no, the trams here are so big, they're the size of the distance between two stops in Melbourne. Like, a stop here is like a train station stop. It's a fair whack. Anyway, I was going one stop. And some kid on the tram asked me, he said, because I've got like this, you know, walking stick, and he gave me a seat. And he asked me if he could pray to my knee. And I was like, sure, knock yourself out. So he laid on hands and prayed to it, and just kind of whispered Jesus-y business into the knee. I've still got a fairly prominent scar, but back then it was like glowing and it was hot. Like, my knee's still kind of hot. I don't mean attractive hot. I mean like it's radiating heat. And I was warning him. I was like, careful, it's quite hot. He goes, what do you mean? I was like, you'll feel it. Anyway, when I got home, Gary started referring to it as kneeses. So now, whenever I talk about it, sometimes I'm like, anyway, I've got to get kneeses out and pop her on some ice. Anyway, this has been kneeses chat. We should I've lost my tiny mind already. It barely started. Let's get on to the... We're nearly up to episode 700. Is this 697 or something? We'll get back on to Remembrance of the Daleks. But yes, if you've seen the reversey trailers for... the new series coming up, well, the specials with David Tennant and Catherine Tate. I've seen a bunch of theories, someone theorizing on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. Jump on there if you want to, you know, join the theories. But someone theorizing that the Doctor and Donna are in the Matt Smith, Peter Capaldi TARDIS because of the background behind them. Which is plausible. Maybe the TARDIS is regressing through her many regenerations as she's like, oh, God, how do I get back to this guy? She just ends up halfway there. Also, there's what looks like a unit soldier who's possessed, putting his helmet down to cover his glowing eyes, which those of you who have listened to the Star Beast episodes on Patreon, our theoretician levels, will know what that means. I'm trying not to spoil, but in the comic book of Star Beast, which this one of these specials is obviously based on, there is kind of some possession business going on. Anyway, I've talked about this so much, I'm going to... I'm just very excited by it. So this will probably happen again next next week when there's even more exciting stuff to go on. But it won't be till like, when's the 13th? Is that like the 14th? That's a Monday, isn't it? Or is it a Sunday? Maybe it is a Sunday. We might be all right. I might have time to talk about it. Also, there is... a trailer for a thing called The Timeless Doctors, which I think is the guy that did, he's doing a bunch of, what do you call it? Like, it's like a fan film that he's made. It's the guy who did, he used to colorize Doctor Who episodes, and now he does like a lot of what Christopher Eccleston's doctor would call jiggery pokery. digital jiggery pokery to make kind of like blend old footage with new footage and purpose-built footage. And it's got some people doing impressions of the various doctors, just voice impressions. You know, I mean, you see the real people because it's pulled from footage, but the voiceovers by people doing impersonations. But yeah, it looks amazing. It's quite a spectacular thing. But he actually worked on the show. I think he did the when in, I think it's Twice Upon a Time when William Hartnell, they show some footage from the 10th planet, and William Hartnell's talking to the Cybermen and it morphs into David Bradley playing the First Doctor. I think that was the same guy did that for the actual show. So, yeah, amazing, amazing digital jiggery pokery. Also, I don't know if you noticed, it's been announced this week that Jonathan Groff will be joining the cast of Doctor Who in series 14. So one of the Shitty Gutwa episodes, I presume. Jesse on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. Jesse, by the way, is a wonderful champion from Hard Quiz, whose topic was the John Marsden series, Tomorrow When the War Began. And let me tell you, she knew way more than I was expecting. Anyway, lovely Jesse says, Neil Patrick Harris, Jinx Monsoon, Jonathan Groff, what do we think about the rumours of a musical episode for the 60th? With these castings, it feels a given. Ooh, and Chris has said, Blackpool style. I mean, that does sound plausible, doesn't it? Or is it just that, you know, in the last 15 years, Russell T. Davis has just been to a lot of musicals and has gone, I want that one. But yeah, because Jinx Monsoon who is from RuPaul's Drag Race and also has been performing in Chicago on Broadway. Jonathan Groff is you know, been doing musicals since the dawn of time, was in Glee for a while. Also, he's in Mindhunter, which is like one of my favorite shows. I love David Fincher. He's in The Matrix and he's in Frozen. He's the hot reindeer guy. Who, I don't know if anyone's played the video game, Disney Dreamlight Valley, I think it's called. I've been playing it on my Switch, and I keep trying to marry him, but it doesn't seem to work out. That's not a thing you can do in the game, but I keep hoping if I decorate my house like a wedding chapel, reindeer guy will pop over and we can hang out. But yeah, it's there's some madness. Anyway, I've talked about these teasers and these castings so long that I didn't even talk about Remembrance of the Daleks. We'll have to do that in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.